When my grandfather was growing up in Czechoslovakia, now known as the Czech Republic and Slovakia, I doubt that he celebrated Christmas in the way that other children did in his homeland. At the age of 9, his mother sent him packing with a few dollars and a brown suitcase to find his brother in America at the end of another day of work on the farm down the road. She was afraid that the beating that the owner gave him would be followed by another, more brutal beating by his father that evening. So he left on foot with several hundred-mile trek to the ship and journey to America, where Christmas became an important holiday for him. Back home in the Czech Republic and Slovakia, families continue to celebrate their Christmas Eve on December 24th, or Generous Day, when gifts are given in the evening. The 25th and 6th are known as public holidays. According to tradition, gifts are brought by Juzdik, or the baby Jesus. Many old Christmas traditions are followed, mostly for fun. People usually fast on Christmas Eve and only eat a spot of sauerkraut soup to keep them going during the fasting period. Traditionally, children are encouraged to fast alongside the adults with the promise that the best among them will see the golden piglet, which brings good luck. Fish soup and breaded roasted carp with special homemade potato salad are a traditional dish for the dinner. The gifts are secretly displayed under the Christmas tree, usually a spruce or pine, by one of the adults, usually just before or during dinner. Children have to wait for the ringing of the Christmas bell or one of the decorations on the Christmas tree, the sign that little Jesus has just passed by, to run for the present. That happens at the end of their traditional Christmas dinner. Other Czech and Slovak Christmas traditions involve predictions for the future. Apples are always cut crosswise. If a perfect star appears in the core, the next year will be successful. Distorted star means a bad year or illness, while a cross may suggest death. Girls throw shoes over their shoulders. If the toe points to the door, the girl will get married soon. Another tradition requires pouring of some molten lead into water and guessing the message from its shapes.